What's this weather doing to mushrooming? This that time of year, the old morels start to pop out there. I remember my dad, in the spring, it was always morels and asparagus on a hillside near our house was just rife with them. But Dad would go out and do a little controlled burn, like in the fall. I think it was in the fall. And somehow that made the mushrooms come up better. I don't know how that works, but maybe we can find that out. Joining us now from the Michigan Mushroom Hunters Club. I didn't even know this existed. Then I found out, I thought, we got to get these guys on. Leonard Tomaszewski is with us. Hey, Leonard, how are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
I'm going to be okay. I haven't been mushrooming, and you're going to don't judge me, all right? I haven't been mushrooming since I was about 12 years old.
Well, that's understandable. You're a busy man.
I went with my dad a couple of times, and we'd get the morel. Then we never got any other mushrooms other than morels. And I'm wondering, maybe he did that. Is that the safest mushroom to hunt?
Well, that's the most popular. As far as safety is concerned, there's a couple of varieties that are similar to morels, Verpas and Geometras, that can cause you some digestive problems. But for the most part, they're pretty easy to recognize, and you really shouldn't have a problem. I do suggest going out with someone who is knowledgeable about them for your first time if you haven't hunted them before.
Plus, they're going to know where to look. Where morels come up, I was always told you got to be near trees in a wooded area, and generally if it's like a log that falls down and rots under the ground, kind of, is that sort of, am I hitting that close to right?
Well, you look for certain species of trees, depending on your area and depending on the type of morel you're looking for. For instance, black morels, they prefer poplar trees, dead ash, live ash. Disturbed ground is always good. As far as your burn sites are concerned, that's sort of iffy. That's more common out west. We haven't had any real luck with burn sites in Michigan, at least me personally.
I think maybe that's what Dad was doing, because he would I always figured he was just getting rid of the weeds and stuff, but this little hillside by our house, it was our property, but he would burn that off. But boy, I'll tell you what, we always had morels and we always had asparagus wild growing up in there. I don't know if that was wild or if he planted it, but it was always coming up in there. So, morel mushrooms, it's not even an acquired taste. I don't think I've ever met anyone who's tried morels and didn't like them. Do you get that? I don't know. How do you describe it? Meaty, sort of earthy. You can make a whole meal just out of those. Have you ever done that? Just out of morel mushrooms, just the whole meal?
You know, if you've never had morels before, I suggest doing it very simply. Just pan fry it with a little bit of butter or olive oil, and then just a little piece of toast. Okay.
Oh.
Just to sample it to get the true taste of the morels. As far as taste is concerned, I personally like the blacks better. I think it's a little stronger flavor, but they do have a wild taste to them, and they go great with wild type foods too.
Come on, bring
like
on
the
like
asparagus.
Oh man, we're talking with Leonard Tomaszewski of the Michigan Mushroom Hunters Club. How many people in your club there, Leonard?
I think we have close to 400 voting members right now.
Wow.
So,
wow. That's pretty cool to be a part of a club.
For 40 years.
Yeah, well, and to be a part of a club like that, you get to share resources. I'm sure nobody gives up their... It's like fishermen. You know, fishermen won't tell you where the honey hole is. So you got your prime spot for hunting morels, and you don't give up that. You mentioned the black morels. There's how many types? There's like three, as far as I remember. There's black, and then there's isn't there a gray one?
Well, there's two basic types of morels, morcellas. There's the black and the yellow, and the difference. To tell the difference between them, the blacks have darker ridges, and the yellows have darker pits, okay? Now, there's another, there's probably over 20 subspecies of Morchella, grays, whites, but they're subspecies.
Right, there's it's just a different,
Right, right. Different soils, different types of trees, you'll find them, you'll mushrooms out west are different than ours, okay?
Oh, I didn't know that. What's the biggest one you ever found?
Oh, wow. I found a yellow. This was in the Ann Arbor area, years back. And it weighed over an eighth of an ounce, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, eighth of a pound. Excuse me.
Okay, I was going to say.
It was so large. It was a good 6 inches tall. And
wow.
I could see it 50 feet away. It was just, it would almost look like a fire hydrant. It was so beautiful.
Wow. You almost don't want to take it, do you? You're like, take pictures, that's all.
Yeah. It was quite an experience.
Well, as we all learned as young children in the fairy tales of old, have you ever been traipsing through the woods and you come up on some mushrooms, morel or not, and you find little elves running around? Isn't that where they hang out?
Well, you know what? I think we have a few elves in our mushroom club, to tell you the truth. That's pretty much how they act when they start finding morels. There's a lot of giggling and laughing, and just kind of a interesting day, to say the
well,
least.
It, when you find that, like you found a big one, or even a medium-sized one, it's a lot like fishing, isn't it, when you hook the big one?
When you hook the big one, yeah. That's pretty rare, though, but it does happen.
Average size about what? 1 inch?
We don't usually like to pick them when they're that small. Okay. Usually 2 to 3 inches is standard. We usually like to leave the little ones so they get bigger and they can, you know, they drop their spores, and that's how the whole progress, you know, the cycle continues.
Yeah, but if you want them to get bigger, you could come back in 2 days and they'd be bigger, wouldn't they?
Well, hopefully, if someone else doesn't take them on you, you know.
Yeah,
there's always a chance you take. Good practice, if it's your spot, you might want to take a few leaves and cover up the little ones and come back when they pop through.
I gotcha. Yeah, we're talking about morel mushrooms, but the Michigan Mushroom Hunters Club, you guys, you're hunting all kinds of mushrooms. Is there a year-round mushroom? You can't find mushrooms in the winter, though. They don't come out then.
Yes. Actually, you can find, like, for instance, the oyster mushroom, if you get warm spells in the wintertime, you know, 12 months a year, you can spot oysters. What else? There's polypores. You can always find something growing in 12 months of the year in Michigan.
I don't know what it is really about mushrooms. Now, are you, as the Michigan Mushroom Hunters Club, you got to go out and hunt them? I know people you can grow your own too in like a big Rubbermaid tub. You a fan of that, or is that kind of like cheating?
Well, I am a fan of it, but I enjoy the actual hunting part so much. You know, being out in the woods. It's sort of like dancing with your sister, you know.
Whoa.
I'm
a little creepy.
Joking.
Oh. You're a pleasure, man. Leonard Tomaszewski, the Michigan Mushroom Hunters Club. We find you on the web where?
On MichiganMushroomHuntersClub.org. And You can check us out. We have numerous public hunts. You don't have to join our club throughout the year. We have close to 50 events, and we have one this weekend for members. It's we've already been finding morels, too.
So. Oh, man. Do you have are we at peak season yet for morels?
This weekend.
No. This weekend.
Because that's a long season. Normally, I would say Mother's Day is usually the big weekend.
Yeah.
But with the way the weather's been, it's a little early this year.
Yeah. Michigan Mushroom Hunters Club, you mentioned public events and stuff like that. Do you ever have like a big giant mushroom feed, like a dinner?
Oh, yes. We have several banquets throughout the year. We have an event up in up northern Michigan. We'll have a banquet for members and this spring, and then later on in the summer, we'll have what we call Fungus Fest.
And oh, come on.
It's a three-day event in the Milford area.
Is there a parade?
Event.
There ought to be a parade, Fungus Fest parade, isn't there?
Well, I wouldn't not a parade, but it's quite an event. We bring in speakers. We have food. We cooking demonstrations and numerous guided hunts.
My youngest son, sometimes his bedroom has his own personal Fungus Fest going on there in the dirty hamper, the dirty laundry hamper, but that's a whole other story. Hey, man, we're up on time, but you're a pleasure. Leonard, I'm keeping your information. I may be calling you more. Leonard Tomaszewski, the Michigan Mushroom Hunters Club. Hey, man, call me anytime. Yeah, I want to get into this. This is pretty cool.
Okay, that sounds good. And tell everybody, get out in the woods this weekend. It's going to be perfect. We're going to get some rain and warmth. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And that's what you need. All right, Leonard, have a great weekend. And, hey, maybe tell us how your hunt went next week, okay?
All right. You got a deal.
Right. Talk to you later.
Okay, thanks, Mike.